Today's Daf Maseches Pesachim, Daf Pei Zayin, Baruch Hashem, we begin a new perek, and right off the bat, we are served a beautiful tapestry of Agadata for essentially the entirety of today's Daf. The Gemara tells us the story of how Hashem appeared to the Navi Hoshea and told him, Banecha Chatu, your children, your sons have sinned. Hoshea surprisingly replied, he said, the whole world is yours! The whole world is yours, Ribono Shalom, Heviram Be'um Acheretz. You don't want them? Get rid of them, reject them, and swap them with another nation. Hashem is very surprised by this response. This is how a Navi Yisrael, this is how a prophet of Israel speaks. It's not how you're supposed to respond. The Navi should have said, how can you, Hashem, reject Am Yisrael? They are cherished and precious. And one of the arguments Hashem expected Hoshea to say is, Am Yisrael are one of the four kinyanim, one of the four prized possessions of Hashem. Those are, says the Gemara, Torah, Shemaim Va'aretz, the heavens and the earth, the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, and lastly, number four on the list, Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. It is peculiar because this list of the Kinyanim is also found in Pirkei Avos, in Maseches Avos, in the final Mishnah, in the final Perek. It says over there, Chamisha Kinyanim, Kana L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, there are five prized possessions of Hashem in this world, Elohein Torah, Shemaim Va'aretz. Those ones are repeated. Then the third one is Avraham, Yisrael, Ubeis HaMikdash. Avraham, the Jewish nation, and the temple. We see five prized possessions, five kinyanim in this list, with Avraham being the additional one. It seems that Avraham was left off the list in the Gemara. But one suggestion from the Ruach Chaim Voloshin or Maseches Avos is that the Mishnah text is actually the wrong text and should not actually say Avraham. Now we, for those who study the Mishnah, understand, and the Gemara understand, that it's very rare that we're going to go and say there's an error inside of a Mishnah, a text of a Mishnah. We rarely challenge a text of a Mishnah. So it's unusual interpretation of Chaim Voloshiner to say that the true text, the true list is the one that's in the Gemara, and the one that's in the Mishnah needs to be corrected. Well, leaving aside the understanding of Chaim Voloshiner, let's try to understand this as a contradiction. Comes Rileo Zabraitowitz in a beautiful essay, Parshas Lech Lecha, Tafshin Pei Aleph, and he explains that really the list that appears in the Gemara and our Gemara in today's Daf and the list that appears in the Mishnah and Avos are both true statements. Since Avram Avinu was a dual personality, played a double role in the history of mankind, in the history of the Jewish people. If we see Avram Avinu as simply a part of Am Yisrael, he's the first Jew, it's true, the first Jew, but he's the first Jew, and then everybody that came after him is also part of the Jewish nation. He's subsumed under the general, quote-unquote, Yisrael, the first Jew, the first individual to participate in the Bris Milah, which is the symbol of the relationship with Hashem. He is Avram Avinu, but he's part of Am Yisrael. However, we know that Avram went from being Avram, from being an individual with a limited scope of influence, and Hashem gave him the extra letter in his name, the letter Hey, he became Av Hamon Goyim. That's what Chazal teaches us. He became the father of faith of the entire world. He brought Emunah to the world, reaching out to positively shape the moral compass of mankind. This is something which Yisrael does not do. This is something which the nation of Israel is not involved in. It's unique to Avram Avinu, making him and giving him the ability to have his own name, have his name be separate on the list, to be a prized possession separate from Yisrael. That explains the difference between the list that we have in our Gemara and the list that appears in Maseches Avos. With this, Rabbi Elazar Breidowitz explains one of the big questions about Avram Avinu, that we meet him in the Torah at age 75, just before Lech Lecha, the beginning of Lech Lecha, after so much has happened in his life. You know, the Rambam brings, the Midrashim, so much has happened in his life, he explains that's exactly the point. Why the Torah doesn't tell us about all these events, all these things that he did, his accomplishments of influencing so many people to come to monotheism. Lech Lecha begins the relationship between Hashem and Avram Avinu. Before this, he was teaching philosophy, theology. That's not what the Torah is interested in. The Torah is interested in Lech Lecha, in developing a relationship between Hashem and man. Therefore, the story of Avram begins with Lech Lecha, with Hashem's call to have a relationship and go out and change the world.